Good evening again, everyone. You're very, very welcome to Shiloh this evening. I just want to pray for God's word before we get into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, this evening again, we just want to thank you that everything that we are, Lord God, is because of Jesus. For those who know you and love you, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you that he is seated at your right hand, ever living by his life, ever living to make intercession for us. As I said this morning, and I'll say it again, a Christian can lose their salvation if Jesus dies. That's the only way, Lord God, that a Christian could find their salvation in jeopardy if Jesus was to die, and that's never going to happen. So thank you that we are eternally secure in him. And tonight, Lord, we want you to speak to us through your living and active word. And we want you to take your word tonight, Lord God, and use it to speak into lives, to meet people's needs, to touch hearts tonight, please. Here and those watching in, Lord, please. May your word triumph. May it do its work. Because we believe, Lord God, as your word says, that it doesn't return to you void. It will fulfill the purpose for which it is sent. To some, Lord God, I suppose your word will be like a fragrance of life. To others, it's a fragrance of death. And they'll just close down. They're not interested. And Lord, we pray for mercy for them, that the Spirit of God would strive with them, please, and bring them to faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord. Amen. As I said, this is the last night of our There Is Hope series. And next week we're celebrating the 20th anniversary, 20 years we're moving into, and we're inviting everyone to come along. And if you've been watching on Facebook or listening to the podcast and you've been thinking to yourself, well, maybe I'll go, but I'm not sure, next week's the good opportunity to come along, because hopefully there'll be that many people here we'll not even notice you. You know, so please come along and see and experience the presence of God in a real way for yourself. And help us, I suppose, in that sense, to give thanks to God, to praise him for his faithfulness. And let me say now, you know, I may have buried some of your loved ones. I may have married your daughters or your sons. I may have done Thanksgiving services for your weans, and you've never yet actually come to a service. With all of your empty promises that you've made me, oh, I'm going to come sometime, and you haven't done it, here's your chance. Come along and join with us next week. Or I'm not going to bury you. Is that a threat? Okay, Are There Is Hope. Are There Is Hope series was inspired by Armour Young. And what a name to give your son, Armour, a Christian, Armour Young. And he came here to speak in August. And he said these words: it would seem there isn't a lot of hope in the world. It would seem there isn't a lot of hope in the world. And you don't, like, you know, have to go too far. You know, you switch on your television and you look at all that's going on at the moment, and you really do think, my goodness, what has happened to this world and what is happening in this world? And when you ask people what they think the future holds, there really isn't a lot of positivity. People are the same in every generation. You know, I think in the early prayer meeting there, they were talking about, you know, it must have been so bad in the days of Noah, or before the days of Noah, that God, you know, brought the flood to destroy basically all of mankind, bar Noah and his immediate family. And yet we're living in a generation where we're saying, oh, things are terrible in this world. You think, what evil will people think of next? And yet, in every generation, people are the same. As King Solomon once said, there is absolutely nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. In every generation, people search for hope in what seems like a very hopeless world. And to be honest with you, there isn't a lot of hope in this world. In fact, as far as this world goes, there is no hope for it. Not even God himself can rescue this world. This world is destined for destruction by fire. However, what I hope that we've learned so far through this series is that true hope can be found not in the things of this world. True hope can be found in Jesus. Hope can't be found in wealth or riches. It can't be found in religion or religious practices. It won't be found on the dating sites that I mentioned one week. It won't be found on the dating sites or in the pubs and the clubs. They're nothing more than the tombs of this world. They are the dead places filled with the walking dead looking for life and hope. You'll never find hope in these hopeless places. True hope can't be found at the bottom of a bottle of drink. True hope can't be found from jagging up heroin. True hope can't be found in angel readings or guardian angel 30-day predictions, horoscopes, fortune-telling, tarot cards, or even in technological advances that I was speaking about in the various fields of science. And so I asked the question, what are you hoping for in life? What are you hoping for in life? And is your hope based on vague probabilities? Because that's the hope of the world. It is based on vague probabilities. Probably might happen. Or is your hope based on a confident expectation of realization? See the difference? The hope of the world, well, it probably might happen. But the hope of the Christian, those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, is a confident expectation of realization. Do you maybe think good luck? Do you think good luck will bring you hope? Or is it just bad luck if you don't find it? But then maybe like me, you don't believe in either good or bad luck. Or perhaps you don't even rate Jesus. Well, what we've also learned is this. Those who repent of their sin, those who turn around from living their life their way and turn away from all of the wrong things, doing their own thing and turn to God, turn to the Lord, they find in Jesus an eternal hope that surpasses death. And when you're standing at a graveside planting people and you're trying to find the words from Scripture to bring a message of hope to those who are concerned for that loved one's eternal destination, it is only the Christian who understands what that eternal hope actually means and what it feels like. A hope that surpasses death. A hope that assures us even death cannot separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't come to this world simply to bring hell-deserving sinners hope. He came as the hope of the world, the only hope there is for anyone in this world. Do you hear that tonight? Jesus is the only hope. There is no other hope that is hope eternal. Jesus is the hope of the world. He is the only hope of anyone in this world. Without Jesus, there would be no hope. Without Jesus in your life, you have no hope. Don't fool yourself into believing anything that Satan tells you, or anything that the world tells you, or any of the lies that you choose to believe yourself. Without Jesus in your life, you have no hope. Well, we also learn from the story of Jehoshaphat that the Lord is the help and the hope of those who trust in Him. In every situation in life, whatever challenges we meet, the Lord promises all who trust Him that He will be their hope, their deliverer, and their salvation. It's vital, it is crucial that all people, as we heard last week, remember their Creator now. Remember your Creator now before the difficult days come. Do what He says before it's too late. And so to conclude our series tonight, I want to turn to a psalm that I have read many times at Marie Curie bedsides of dying people and at hospital beds and at gravesides numerous times. And I want to read this psalm again. I was reading it earlier in the week, Psalm 91. Let's read it together. The psalmist says this, "He who dwells..." Do you know the interesting thing about this verse? Verse 1 and verse 2. When Shiloh Christian Fellowship was originally set up, I had this wee song come into my mind, and I was convinced that I learned it somewhere. I must have learned it in Sunday school. I must have heard it in some Christian circles. But I was convinced that I had learned it somewhere. But this song came into my mind at the very outset of Shiloh Christian Fellowship, based on these first two verses. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you." Do you hear that? "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." You know, this song was written to be sung in the temple by those who came up to worship the Lord. And it reminds those that those who trust in the Lord, it reminds them of the assured hope. Now, that assured hope is what I've said, a confident expectation of realization. This song reminds those who came up to worship the Lord as they sing it, that as they trust in the Lord, they can confidently expect that He will keep His word. Those who hope, those who trust in the Lord, find Him to be, the psalmist tells us, He is a safe dwelling place. He is a shelter from the storm. He is a strong fortress, a refuge. He is a shield of truth for the mind. He is a savior to all and for all who hope in Him. How safe do you feel in this world tonight? How safe do you feel? As I said last week, and I've said many times, tomorrow is promised to no one. How safe do you feel in this world? Do you realize, as David says, do you realize that there is only a step between you and death? There is only a step between you, a breath between you and eternity. And if you took that step tonight, where would you spend eternity? Hear it again. How safe do you feel in this world? Do you realize that there is only a step between you and death? And if you took that step tonight, where would you spend eternity? When the storms of life encompass you, when the troubles of your heart are magnified and feel like they are overwhelming you, when you have a shelter that you can run to, a strong fortress, a place of refuge, when you know Jesus, you know that not a hair of your head will perish. You have his promise that he will look after you because you have set your affection upon him and he has set his affection upon you. Do you know that in 5 years, the Samaritans answered 2.9 million calls from people who were suffering from a range of problems, including suicidal thoughts, other mental health illnesses or issues, isolation, loneliness, family issues, and relationship breakdowns across the United Kingdom. 2.9 million calls. The storms of life come in various forms and can decimate individuals and families. Lifeline, for example, a Northern Ireland confidential helpline for people experiencing emotional crises and who may be at risk of suicide, they take hundreds and hundreds of calls every week from different people, all experiencing some form of crisis or a storm that has suddenly come upon their lives. Do you feel safe in this world? Is the foundation of your life a sure foundation that when the storms of life come, because if you do not know your Creator, King Solomon says, know him now because the difficult days are coming if they're not already upon you. He says, know him now. If you don't know the Lord, if he is not the sure foundation in your life, where are you going to run to when the storms of life come? Where is going to be your fortress? Where is going to be your place of refuge? When the deceitfulness of sin surrounds you, tempting you to enjoy the fleeting pleasures, as the Bible calls it, the fleeting pleasures of the world and all of its delicacies, but it ends in corruption. Have you the means tonight to protect your mind from the onslaught? The world has so many temptations out there to occupy us and to lead us away from any sense of a need for God in our lives. And there are probably people sitting here tonight, probably people watching on Facebook tonight. If you are honest with yourself, you will be saying, you know what, you're right. There are so many temptations out there, so many distractions, so many things that will take us away from any thought of my need for God and my need to make clear where I will spend eternity. Christians and unbelievers alike are easily swayed by the fleeting pleasures of sin. We fill our minds with covetousness, with lusts and longings, and think that we will find satisfaction or we will find hope in the things that the world offers. But the ways of the world lead to death. The world and everything in it is coming to an end. Have you the means to protect your mind from the onslaught of the evil one? Are you already overwhelmed by his lies? Are you already believing the lies of the devil when he tells you you don't need to get saved yet? You can leave it till later on. I always tell the story of my friend, and his father said to his wife, are you telling me, his wife was a Christian, are you telling me that the God that you worship, the God that you love, the God that you go out to church to give praise to on a Sunday morning, are you telling me he's so loving, he's so merciful, he's so gracious that he could forgive even me, if I were on my deathbed, he would forgive me if I cried out to him for forgiveness? And she said, yes, because he loves you so much, he would forgive you. And he said, well, I will wait till my deathbed. And dropped dead the next day with a massive heart attack in the bathroom. Are you believing the lies of the devil, telling you you've got plenty of time to get saved? Are you believing the hopes that the world gives you? Sure, things might just get better. Are you believing all of the nonsense that is no hope at all? Have you the means to protect your mind from this onslaught and to believe the truth, to even hear the truth, so that that truth might set you free? When the self-loathing, the self-harming and self-destructive thoughts bombard your mind, seeking to get you to end your own life, to commit suicide, have you a shield of truth to protect you? Have you a savior who can turn the shadow of death into morning in your life? Well, the Lord Jesus is all of these things and much more to those who hope and trust in him. You see, Jesus is a safe dwelling place. Now, he doesn't tell us that he's going to protect us from all of the difficulties in life. He doesn't tell us that he's going to protect us from all of the challenges that we have to face. But he is a safe dwelling place, and he comforts us in that. In whatever challenges come our way, he will be with us and he will keep us safe. He is a shelter from the storm. Whatever storms may come our way, and they can come so rapidly, so suddenly, we just don't know the next time something is going to hit us and knock us for six. But Jesus is a shelter in the storm, and he calls us, he bids us to come into him and find shelter in the midst of the storm. He is that cleft. He is that rock upon which we can hide ourselves in the storm. He is the strong fortress. He is that place of refuge that he says, if you run in here, you're safe, you're secure, nothing is going to harm you. I will protect you through all of this. I will bring you out the other end. He is a shield of truth for the mind when all of the deceitfulness of sin and the darkness of the world comes against us and the corruptions that come against our mind. Jesus says, I am a shield of truth for the mind. I can protect your mind if you believe me, if you trust my word, if you apply my word. I will protect you from all of that deceitfulness of the world. And the worst deceitfulness of all is it tells you you don't need to be saved. And Jesus is a savior of all who hope in him. Jesus has lost none of those who trusted in him. We talk about Judas, that he lost one, but he never belonged to Jesus. Judas was called to fulfill Scripture, and Jesus said, of all that the Father has given me, I've lost none bar this one. But that one was to fulfill Scripture. Jesus will not lose one of those who have trusted in him. He is a savior of all who hope in him, of all who have made him their Lord and who have set their love upon him. There is hope, ladies and gentlemen. There is hope in this dark, dying world. But real, genuine, everlasting hope is only found in Jesus. Those who trust in the Lord have his promise that he will protect them. He will provide for them. He will honor them. He will save them from all their enemies, the greatest of which are Satan, sin, and death. Jesus says, I promise you, I'll save you from them all. Pardon me. So let me ask you this. Do you have the hope that is found in Jesus? Do you have that hope tonight? Because you're not promised tomorrow. How safe do you feel in this world? I think of last week, and we had a 21-year-old or 22-year-old, whatever age he was, Clanmorris, found dead. 21 or 22-year-old found dead in Dufferin Avenue. Another man murdered the week before. No one's safe in this world. How safe do you feel? Those who trust in Jesus are absolutely assured that he will keep his promises. So have you got that hope that is found in Jesus? Have you received the everlasting life that he promises to those who repent and trust in him? You see, whatever may befall those who trust in the Lord, they and they alone have his assurance and can confidently expect he will care for and take care of them now and for eternity. There is hope. There is hope, a hope that surpasses death, but it is only found in Jesus. And you can have that hope tonight if you will do what the Lord says. Confess your sin. That means agree with God that you are a sinner. Repent of your sin. Turn around and leave it behind, because it offers you nothing. Leave it behind and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in him alone to save you. Without Jesus, there is no hope. No hope. Without him, you have no hope in this life or in the life to come. May we all take a hold of the hope that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight and from Psalm 91 that assures those, Lord God, who set their love, their affection upon you, who trust in Jesus, that even though, Lord God, we may be called to face difficult challenges in this life, in Jesus there is a place of safety. In Jesus there is a place of security. In Jesus there is a place of strength and of hope. There is a place that it tells us, Lord God, for those who trust in him, that we are eternally safe in his love. None of us, Lord God, even Christians, none of us are promised tomorrow on planet Earth. Some of us, Lord, may not even feel safe living in this world. But we who know you and love you know that one day we shall be forever with the Lord, where there will be no more sin, no more suffering, no more sadness, and no more death. Lord, until we are called to our eternal home, to that place when we shall see you face to face, Lord, may you give us the grace and the strength that we need to live our lives. Although we're not off this world, we're in it. May we live our lives to your glory, that we might tell others of the hope that is found in Jesus, that they might take a hold of that hope for themselves and know you as their Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for the hope that you give to your people. And it is, Lord, an everlasting hope, a hope that surpasses death. And we just bless you that we have a confident expectation of the fullness of its realization on the day, Lord God, when you call us to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.